Babylon was the ancient pagan empire prominent in biblical prophetic works as an enemy of God's people due to their occult practices, sexual depravity, ritual sacrifice, and other sin. Hollywood is no different, functioning as the propaganda arm of the globalist media establishment, intent on socially engineering society into its alchemical opposite. Unleashing the destructive forces of cultural Marxism, Hollywood is a kind of city-state of its own, with its own religion, including all of the trappings of neophytes, acolytes, servants, agents, star saints, hierophants, and holy sites. That said, the movie industry, along with the mainstream news and what passes for academia these days, have been weaponized and used as social engineering tools to further a political agenda.
One of the biggest tools in the hands of the masters who run this world is Hollywood. Hollywood is an incredible story. I've said this, and maybe many hearing me now have heard me say this, but I'll say it again, that the white man's establishment comes from Europe. And northern, southern, well, all four, northeast, south, and western Europe, even at the time of the Roman Empire and before, that whole section of Europe that we call the center for the white man's presence on the earth was quite literally ruled over. Ancient Europe was ruled over by a priesthood called the Druids. And the Druids were they were the ministers, the priests, the judges, the lawyers. They were the religious leaders. So there was a priesthood that dominated Europe. It still does. Europe is still a Druidic country, and America is a Druidic country. And unless you understand the Druidic system, then you're never going to figure out what's going on in America and England. But one of the most important symbols in the Druid system was a magic wand, like Merlin, the magician with the magic wand, and also the orchestra leaders and conductors always have a magic wand, and you have better play to the tune of the master. He directs you to play, and he directs you to stop with the magic wand. So you're dancing to his music, okay? Magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It's made out of Hollywood. And Hollywood is a Druidic establishment. And the symbols, the words, the terms, the stories are designed. Think about it. Think about how Hollywood does what they do. I'm not saying they're evil. I'm just explaining how Hollywood works. So that people go out from the movie and think in their minds, this is the way you normally would react to a situation, the way that the guy in the movie did. And so that's why today, in the Western civilization, especially in the West, our ability to work with each other and live together as humans is so screwed up. Because we've been watching so much television and so many movies and so much silliness coming out of Hollywood.
A druid was a priest, magician, or soothsayer in the ancient Celtic religion. They seem to have frequented forests and acted as priests, teachers, and judges. The earliest known records of the Druids come from the 3rd century BC. Relatively early German histories also assume that Druids were to be found among them. The Druids of antiquity are steeped in legend and folklore, having no known written record of where they originally came from. They are widely accepted to be of Celtic origin, with many theories claiming a common ancestry with ancient Eastern cultures, and before that even possibly originating in Atlantis. In ancient times, Druids were known as wise elders who would congregate around oak trees. In fact, the word Druid in Celtic translates to knowing the oak tree. The religion of the Druids owes much to the ancient Phoenicians, and the ancient Phoenicians, which means red, like the color associated with communism, and part of the name Rothschild, is closely linked with the ancient Canaanites and Hebrew.
The ancient Phoenician Canaanite system, when it finally bled into Europe thousands of years ago, it formed what we call the Celtic Druidic system. The Celtic Druidic system had its origins in the old Phoenician Canaanite system. That whole area we call today Israel and Lebanon, that was called Phoenicia Cana. And consequently, that whole system of the Canaanite religion found its way into Eastern Europe and then into Northern Europe and formed the basis theologically for what came to be known as the Celtic Druidic system. Magic wands were always made out of holly wood. Okay, and they're still working their magic on us in Hollywood. The system that we are under is a most manipulating, exploiting system that's ever been put together. But I'll tell you one thing. The Steven Spielbergs and the George Lucases and the Michael Eisners and all the guys that run the entertainment world, all of them, are many things, but stupid is not one of them. These guys are class A, top of the line intellectuals. They know the name of the tune. They know exactly how to manipulate your thinking. They have something called programmed music. And you go in and most people never think when they go to a movie or watch a television show. They never think about it.
Many popular musicians of the second half of the 20th century, like David Crosby, John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, and Frank Zappa, grew up on military bases. They also resided in Los Angeles in a military intelligence base on Laurel Canyon, where they were allegedly involved in the CIA's MKUltra program, a mind control operation whose real focus was to produce or at least manipulate the 60s counterculture scene. Jim Morrison was one of the earliest to arrive. He was son of the U.S. Navy Admiral in command of the warships involved in the false flag operation known as the Gulf of Tonkin Incident of 1964, which was used to justify the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War.
There's a conspiracy out there about Laurel Canyon. Now, Laurel Canyon is out in California, and there was a Air Force watchtower out there back in the late World War II area, back in the 1960s. And back then, they had a studio there. Now, this studio had a soundstage, an editing stage, an animation editing room. It had everything. Now, this place, I guess, was used for the atomic testing footage. So all that footage was taken to this studio in Laurel Canyon and was edited there and was processed. So after they got this, you know, they reviewed all the footage from the atomic testing. Now, what's really strange about this is... a lot of musicians came out of this place back in the 1960s. Actually, all of those hippie musicians that you hear actually came from Laurel Canyon. Now, a lot of people say that these musicians had ties with the military and with the studio up in Laurel Canyon, which was an Air Force base. So... as the Vietnam War was going on, this hippie movement out of Laurel Canyon started becoming very popular. And in fact, Jim Morrison's father, Stephen Morris, was a very highly naval officer very high ranking, and he was actually part of the Gulf of Tonkin, which started the Vietnam War. So as this was going on, his son, Jim Morrison, was becoming very popular in the cultural movement. A lot of famous artists came from there. Even the Beach Boys came from there. Now, the Beach Boys, you know, got very famous back in the day during the whole hippie movement. But also, Charlie Manson was very popular too. Now, Charlie Manson was a songwriter, so he would actually write songs for the Beach Boys. Now, if you don't believe me, here's an actual song that he wrote, and this is in fact him singing it.
Give up your work. Come on, you can't be. I'm your kind. Oh, you're kind, and I can see. Walk on, walk on.
So, you know, that right there is, you know, Charlie Manson. So he was very popular with the Beach Boys and with the other groups. And of course, we all know what happened to Charlie Manson. So, you know, it's very, very strange, guys. And what I'm trying to say is this could possibly be a an MK Ultra type of experiment on society back in the day. This was what was a way to control the youth. They weren't really sure what was going to happen with the youth during the Vietnam War when it was all going to happen. They were probably afraid of retaliation, maybe people getting violent, actually. So they needed some kind of opposition control. And maybe these musicians were a part of that. So Laurel Canyon, if you haven't heard about it, go ahead and look it up.
The Laurel Canyon compound was recently purchased by actor and filmmaker Jared Leto for $5 million. The Army Air Corps officially built this top-secret movie production studio in 1947. Military training films and top-secret Department of Defense documentaries were produced, including a series on above-ground nuclear tests in Nevada. That said, celebrities like Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley are also said to have worked there, signing non-disclosure agreements. Oh, and Timothy Leary lived across the street. For decades, a so-called anti-propaganda law prevented the U.S. government's covert broadcasting arm from delivering politically deceptive programming to American audiences. But in 2013, that came silently to an end with the implementation of a new reform passed under the Obama administration as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, which included an amendment that nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which explicitly forbids information and psychological operations aimed at influencing U.S. public opinion. Critics claim that the act also unleashed thousands of hours per week of government-funded radio and TV programs for domestic U.S. consumption in what has been criticized as a green light for politically motivated social engineering and U.S. domestic propaganda efforts. This is why we see the same exact word-for-word news stories broadcast on every media news outlet.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubling, irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these stories simply untrue without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.